Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Connors, and I welcome you to the March 14th, 2024 episode of Free Pod. As always, we are proud to provide this short weekly podcast brought to you by a large volunteer group dedicated to objective news specific to our community.
Hi, I'm Becky Connors, and it's March 14th, 2024. As I'm sure you know, we have local elections coming up next Tuesday, March 19th, so that you can quickly catch up on where they stand on issues that impact our community. We've done short interviews with candidates in contested races.
Our format is 5 questions in 5 minutes, and each of the candidates is asked the same question so that you can compare their responses apples to apples in just 5 minutes. Here are the questions. Number one, what skills would you bring to this office that would make you an effective Stevenson County board member? Number two, if elected, what is the most important issue you would want the board to address? Number three, why is this issue important to county residents? Number four, what steps would you recommend the county board take to resolve this issue? And number five, what is one thing that voters may not know about you that you'd like them to know?
This week, you'll hear from Ronnie Bush, one of the two Democratic Party candidates for Stevenson County Board District B, which includes Precincts 1, 2, and 3. His opposing candidate, Alana Page, has withdrawn from the race for District B. But as she was running when we began our interviews, we are running the interview with Mr. Bush. His 5-minute interview is included at the end of this podcast. You can also listen to the end of last week's podcast, where we heard from Robin Rosensteel and Winona Wellspring Sisel, who are competing to represent District F.
Free Pod also contacted the offices of the two Republican candidates in the race to represent the 17th Congressional District in the U.S. Congress, Scott Crowell and Joe McGraw, multiple times. They did not respond, but the URLs for their websites with their positions on various topics are in the print script attachment for this week's episode on the Free Pod website.
Again, welcome to Free Pod, and let's get started on the news you've been missing.
The city will host a town hall tomorrow, Friday, March 15th, to answer questions about the city's 5-year street program, funding options for a sustainable road program, and a potential 1% sales tax increase. Other questions from attendees will also be addressed. The event begins at 4 o'clock p.m. tomorrow afternoon, Friday, March 15th, at the Freeport Public Library, and is planned to conclude at 5:30. Free Pod will report on these issues in future episodes. HCC student-athletes are winners in the classroom, too. The 117 student-athletes involved in the 2023 fall semester had a 3.12 cumulative grade point average. Highest among the sports? Those volleyball players with a 3.51 GPA, followed closely by the golfers with a 3.42. All student-athletes must meet an academic standard that includes a minimum of 12 credit hours with a 2.0 GPA each semester to be involved in their respective program. Congratulations to these hard-working individuals for successfully balancing their studies and their sports.
In downtown Freeport news, on April 1st, This Is It Eatery is moving to the location of the former Bourbons on Main in the Hampton Inn building on the corner of Main Street and Galena. It has a bigger kitchen and much better parking. The owners of This Is It are looking forward to serving their regular customers in this new setting and welcoming many new friends as well.
On March 5th, 100 Women Who Care of Stevenson County presented a check for $11,000 to Voices of Stevenson County. This group meets quarterly and chooses a recipient after hearing from several groups nominated by members to make presentations about why their organizations should receive the group's quarterly $10,000 monetary award. 100 Women Who Care each contribute $100 quarterly to support local nonprofit organizations in Stevenson County. But as you can tell from the $11,000 award to Voices, the group actually collects more than $10,000 some quarters. Anyone can donate to the organizations that are nominated to present proposals. If your nonprofit would like to be considered for a monetary award, or if you'd like to join the 100 Women Who Care team, contact them at 100WWCStevensonCounty@gmail.com. This email is also included in the print script for this week's podcast on our website.
Adults, high school students, and veterans facing obstacles in achieving a college education can find a helping hand at Highland Community College's Educational Opportunity Center. It's part of the TRIO program funded by the U.S. Department of Education and sponsored by the college. Anthony Sago of Highland Student Services is head of the program through Project Succeed, which has been operating on a five-year, $344,000 grant. Since the late 1980s, Project Succeed has played a major role in the lives of underrepresented, first-generation secondary education, and low-income students. Each participant receives ongoing individual attention and support by meeting with a coordinator to discuss goals and develop a strategy for success. Project Succeed also makes a significant contribution to HCC's retention and completion rate.
In other school news, it's time to increase outside fun and fitness at Freeport School District's elementary schools. All the elementary schools in District 145 recently built new playgrounds to advance play and recreation through healthy movement and meaningful student experiences. Blackhawk School received special recognition for its efforts. The school was honored with a PlayCorps Award for design and implementation of its new outdoor space, which was also named a national demonstration site by the company. PlayCorps creates recreation environments and outdoor community spaces. The award recognizes the school district's use of evidence-based best practices in design and its thoughtful support of health and wellness among students. Recognition signage is on display at Blackhawk Elementary School. Bet all the kids are looking forward to spring to get out and enjoy their new PlayCorps equipment.
Here's a Freeporter making Freeport proud. 2011 Aquin grad Ryan Zuravel is making a name for himself at the most magical place on earth as an Imagineer for the Walt Disney Company in Orlando, Florida. He uses his computer engineering degree from the University of Illinois to design and build new theme park attractions. Ryan's latest project is the Journey of Water at Epcot. Inspired by the movie Moana, visitors can enjoy magical encounters with water and discover its playful personality, just as Moana did in her heroic voyage. Participants interact with water in new ways as they learn about the global water cycle and discover how they can help protect this important natural resource. Ryan worked on the computer vision system that helps the water interact with guests. Says Ryan, the most rewarding thing about working for Walt Disney Imagineering is watching as guests experience your attraction with laughter and joy. The long nights, weird hours, and hard work are absolutely worth it. Ryan can't tell us much about his current project, which is under wraps, but he is working on the future of audio animatronics. Ryan's parents, Stan and Meg Zuravel, and grandparents, Ray and Mary Scholby, who reside in Freeport, are very proud of Ryan's role at Disney. Congrats, Ryan.
Time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state, and national news and more.
We do have one great announcement for everyone. FreePod is now an official 501c3 organization, which means contributions to FreePod are now tax deductible. We're proud of this status and hope you'll consider donating to help us meet our minimal administrative expenses. Just go to www.freepod.org for more info.
As we've said before, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. As always, we're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for all of their help producing this podcast, and to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news for you. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod. Again, I'm Tim Connors.
And I'm Becky Connors.
And we hope you'll stay tuned to listen to hear Stevenson County Board candidate Ronnie Bush answer our five questions in 5 minutes in his election information interview, and that you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing.
Thank you for listening.
And happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Hi, I'm Alan Wenzel with FreePod.org, and I'm speaking today with Ronnie Bush, who is a Democratic candidate in the upcoming March 19th primary for District B of the Stevenson County Board. Ronnie, thanks for joining us this morning and for answering a few questions about your candidacy. Ronnie, I'd like to start with the question, what skills would you bring to this office that would make you an effective board member?
Well, just the knowledge of not only the city government, county government as well. I've been involved in the local politics for the last 30-some years. I was elected to the Freeport City Council in 1989 and served there for 22 years. Then was elected to the county board in 2016 and still there.
And Ronnie, what do you feel is the most important issue that you would like to see the board address?
I think we need to come to a final decision of what we gonna about the nursing home. You know, that's been a big issue. Now that it's not for sale, I think that we need to quit poking the bear and start working together to make this thing, make the nursing home function better than what it has.
And Ronnie, why do you think the nursing home issue is so important to the county residents? Why is that an important issue?
Well, as campaigning, I'm hearing a lot of people have relatives that's in the nursing home, and they are very pleased with the service that they are getting. So, and then also, too, I look at it that you have people in the nursing home who lived and worked in Freeport, pay taxes. You know, now they're in the nursing home. And then you got people who work there are very dedicated workers. So I think that we need to do what we can to make that function.
In addition to the nursing home issue, Ronnie, are there any other issues that come to mind that are real important for the county right now?
Well, I think it's like most cities and county, anywhere else, crime. We need to really address that issue. Even though that saying that they don't have the amount of officers, but there's modern technology now that could alleviate some of that problem. So I think that's one issue. Really start addressing crime. Of course, jobs, trying to get better jobs or at least support the jobs that we already have here in town.
What steps do you think the Stevenson County Board could take to address an issue like crime in the county?
Well, I think for one, I think we need to be more in tune with the community. And by that, I'm saying get a resident more involved, because it's going to take the people in the neighborhood being more informed and working together and get to knowing each other. You know, neighborhood is, to me, is like a neighborhood who's be able to function with jobs and creating safety and code and conduct. You know, I coach, and when we do a code of conduct where it's more or less talk about how what we expect of the players, the students, and how to get along and what have you. Same thing in the neighborhood. We need to have a code of conduct, how we work together to improve our neighborhood, you know. And just have people just getting more involved in different organizations to learn about Freeport and help Freeport.
Ronnie, a last question. I want to thank you for your time this morning. A last question for you, Ronnie. What is something about you that voters might not know that you'd like them to know?
Well, you know, being involved, living here in Freeport, I think people know me. But I think that with me being still involved for 30-some years, that I'm very dedicated and willing to serve. My family had been very heavily involved in the city of Freeport. My dad was served on the police department for 20 some years. He went on in 1959 and served up to 1984. And then my brother was on the fire department, and he was the first African-American fire inspector in the city of Freeport. And of course myself, you know. So, and then also to involve in the school district. I am currently driving the Freeport school bus, you know. So, but, and that's an experience. That's an experience. So I'm, and then involved in the Boys and Girls Club, you know. I'm a member of Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church, which is Reverend Charles Threadgill Jr. is the pastor. Yeah.
Ronnie, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate you talking to us. 5 questions in 5 minutes, and I think we hit that. So good luck in your campaign, and thanks for your commitment to public service, Ronnie.
Well, thank you. And, you know, you guys and others who are putting this Freeport Pod, that you guys have been heavily involved in the city of Freeport too. So, you know, we need more people like yourself to, you know, to get involved, to make Freeport a better community.